and Fathi Arafa 20 years after their deaths. Dr. Nihad, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yasser and Fathi Arafa, remember 20 years after their deaths. We see Tariq Arafa spoke to the media as to what it was like to grow up with such a famous father and perhaps an even more famous uncle. Dr. Nihad?
Yes, Yasser Arafat, as a matter of fact, is, I think, the main remark of what is so-called the Palestinian, the contemporary Palestinian revolution, which was launched or triggered by himself in 1965. Since that time and date, I think Yasser Arafat became the first and the main legendary character alongside with many of the leaders who were assassinated, prosecuted by the Israeli occupation across the world. But Arafat left a very specific remark in the Palestinian modern history simply because he was playing the fatherly figure among tens of thousands of the Palestinian families. Many of the Palestinian families, they were raised up, grown up, as having Yasser Arafat part of their family traditions, let alone talking about the political side. But for many of the Palestinians who suffered persecution, who suffered the stress and the pressure from some of the Arabic regimes and mainly from the Israelis and probably by the Americans and some European countries, they were actually prosecuted because they did have a connection with Arafat. But none of the Palestinians gave up the relation with Arafat, at least if we are talking about the spiritual relation, because he played this role, the fatherly role, very well, and he kept his heartedly warm relation with many Palestinians. So the Palestinian children grown up with lively memory of Yasser Arafat. And then the end of Yasser Arafat's life was by itself another legendary. So it was really an adding value to Arafat's narrative, if I may say that, or the Arafatism, because there is a trend in the Palestinian history, modern history, especially the revolutionary part of it, called Arafatism. And many people, they never mind being called Arafatists. So this is really one of the main legendary characters that would be preserved in the Palestinian history probably forever. Yeah, so this is how we see Yasser Arafat and how millions of Palestinians see him.
I think, Dr. Nihad, for South Africans and our history and our solidarity with Palestine and our strong fervor and actions that we would relentlessly channelize in pursuit of a free Palestine. I was a very young boy, but I remember in 1994 when Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was inaugurated as our first democratically elected president. What I do remember as a very young boy, I remember the late Yasser Arafat attending the presidential inauguration of Madiba. And in the same breath, also Madiba invited the late Fidel Castro, who also attended his inauguration. And this angered the United States and the Western alliance. But it clearly showed the support that the ANC, the ruling party at that time, and South Africa had, and the relationship that it had with Palestine, with Yasser Arafat, and with the liberation movement.
Yes, indeed. I believe there was a very special chemistry between late Mandela, this great leader, and a great figure and a great, global legendary, as a matter of fact, and between him and Yasser Arafat. In addition, of course, to many leaders, they were having a strong relation with Yasser Arafat. And we must say, many of the Palestinian revolutionary remarks were really created and became famous and reputable because the reputation of Yasser Arafat. Even if you look now at the Kufiya, for example, Kufiya became a symbol of revolutionary principles across the world. Wherever you have a revolution against the oppressions or against occupation, against the colonial projects, is because they are taking the Kufiya to be one of the symbols. And this is really was due to Yasser Arafat's attachment or affiliation to that Kufiya. So these kind of things could be accused of being too populist, but it is part of our materialistic facts. So simply because Yasser Arafat was known throughout all his efforts of striving against the occupation and trying to resist in his entire life all the colonial projects, not just really in Palestine, even in many different countries where the colonizers really were fighting back against the indigenous and against the oppressed people. And this is why Yasser Arafat gained a very prominent position in the world revolutionary heritage. This is how we can see Yasser Arafat. And I know for sure, as a matter of fact, that many across the world, they see Yasser Arafat as being that special positioned character, which is representing a revolutionary legend, and it will stay that way.
Then a couple of years after that, Dr. Nihad, 1999, just before Madiba left office, because he served for one term only, he undertook to complete a visit, and he visited Gaza and the occupied West Bank. And that also for us back then as very young South Africans, it actually helped to shape our minds, seeing where our statesmen actually decided to go, a visit to the occupied territories. And I believe that was an extremely powerful and very strong show of support by Madiba to actually go and visit the occupied territories.
Certainly, that was by itself a very important remark, that he was believing in the freedom of Palestine and the freedom of Palestinians. For him, as being a subject of oppression for many decades of his life and the life of his own people, the South Africans, I think he wanted really to create this kind of remark in order to say that the norm of the oppressed people to be released by the end of the day, to be freed from the oppression and to be released from the occupation.